بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فأما بعد، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم: إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear respected brothers, sisters, elders, Alhamdulillah, 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 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us Ramadan, and granted us Ramadan with Iman, and with health, and with time to spend in His ibadah, in His worship. And today we have reached the last Friday of this Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we still have 3-4 days left. So while we grieve the passing of Ramadan, and while we do not know whether we will see another Ramadan or not, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best in this Ramadan. I remind myself and you to make whatever changes we wanted to make or we should have made, and we have not made in these days before this month ends, to make sure that the purpose for which the month came, which is to make us muttaqoon, that this purpose is achieved. I remind myself and you that every relationship in this world has two things associated with it: a benefit that we derive from it, and a responsibility that we owe to it. Every relationship, any relationship that does not benefit ceases to exist, even if it began and carried on for a while. Very soon, any intelligent person will realize that they are gaining nothing from that relationship and will move away from it. On the contrary, a relationship that is beneficial will attract you to itself and will be constantly strengthened, and you happily invest in it continuously because you realize how you are gaining from it. Needless to say, the benefit or gain can be material. It can be money or popularity and name and fame, or non-material, which is spiritual peace, enlightenment, commitment to the cause and so forth. We have many examples in our lives. For example, the relationship between parents and children. Parents gain from the love of their children, and children gain by being loved by their parents, and from the tarbiyah, the raising and upbringing that the parents do or are supposed to do for their children. You have relationships with friends, employee, employer, marital relationship, husband and wife, relationships with the country that you are a citizen of, relationship with communities, and so on and so forth. However, there is one truth about all the relationships of this life, and that is that they all end either before or finally with our death. some end before we die for a variety of reasons, which I'm sure I don't have to elaborate. But every one of them, no matter how deep and strong, no matter how powerful, no matter how beneficial, no matter how much you love it or hate it, ends with death. Death frees us from all worldly relationships, except two. There are two relationships that we have, all human beings, Muslim or not, that we enter this world with and which go with us when we leave this life. These two relationships are not of our own making, though we have been given the choice to accept them and accept our responsibility towards them or to reject that responsibility. But the choice is not free. It comes with consequences. If we accept and fulfill our responsibility, we earn reward. If we don't, the responsibility that we owe to them still remains, because we continue to benefit from them whether or not we accept them. And that is why if we don't fulfill our responsibility towards them, we would be culpable and we would be liable for punishment on the day when we will all be gathered in the place of gathering, in the Hashar, on the day of judgment. These two relationships are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, and our relationship with His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. About our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, we owe our very existence to that, as well as our continued well-being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum. Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, worship your Rabb who created you and those who were before you so that you may become al-muttaqun. I remind myself and you that as Muslims, this relationship is what makes us Muslim. This relationship is the meaning of Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This relationship is the one which we reiterate over and over again in every rakat of every salah, irrespective of that kind of salah, whether it is fard, whether it is nafil or anything. We reiterate this relationship as a part, as a rukun, as a pillar of every rakat of every salah by saying what? Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in is a statement of relationship. You are saying, Ya Rab, I am yours and you are mine. I worship only you and I seek help only from you. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. You are not saying, Ya Rab, you are the creator of the universe and the heavens. And no, you are saying, this is between me and you. This is between me and you. And after that, when we see the hadith, there is a long hadith, I will not go into it here, but there is a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to every ayat of Suratul Fatiha. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite Suratul Fatiha ayah by ayah by ayah. He didn't combine the ayat and recite it continuously. And after the slave says, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now it is between me and the slave. Whatever he asks me, I will give him. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask after Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. This is the relationship which is the first question that we will be asked when we are in our grave. What is the first question? Man Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? The Malaika are not asking, Wa Mama Rabbul Alameen, who's the Rabb of the universe? No, they know. They say, who is your Rabb? Who did you worship? Man Rabbuk. We enter with that relationship. We live with that relationship. We reiterate this relationship in every rakat of every salah. When we go into our khabar, that is the first question. You answer it right, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us najah. Relationships. That relationship is strengthened by two things. One, by reflecting and reiterating and repeating the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout our lives. By reminding ourselves who we worship. Who do we worship? We worship the one who introduced himself. And he said, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسي السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد This is Allah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introducing himself. We glorify him and we thank him. We thank him for what he bestowed us with. And about that he said, Ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, allamahu al-bayan, ash-shamsu wal-qamaru bi-husban, والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان That's a question which should be answered. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا بشيء من نعمة ربنا نكذبه والله we do not deny any of your ni'mat. relationships. We need to build our relationship. We need to strengthen our relationship. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us Ramadan al-Kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to build and strengthen and keep that relationship intact and ever more solid and strong until the day we meet Him Jalla Jalaluhu. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله فقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The second relationship we have is the relationship with Muhammad رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. And that relationship again is a relationship that will go with us into our graves. And that is the relationship based on which we will be called on the day of judgment to come together as the Ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhan nasu qad ja'akumur rasulu bil haqqi min rabbikum. فَآمِنُوا خَيْرًا لَكُمْ وَإِنْ تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي وَالْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah said, which means, O mankind, verily there has come to you the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with truth from your Rabb. So believe in him, it is better for you. But if you disbelieve, then certainly to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever all-knowing and all-wise. I remind myself and you that when we believe in Allah and when we believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the truth, and we bear witness to the truth. And as I said, there is a benefit. And the benefit of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will see that what we believed in was the truth, and we hope for the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The benefit of believing in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is that we will benefit from being among his ummah, among the part of his ummah that accepted him. The ummatul ijabat, the ummah that accepted his call. I mentioned the story of Yarmouk, the battle of Yarmouk. Nobody understood the position and the benefit and the power of the relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one understood that better than the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. I mentioned the story of the battle of Yarmouk the other day in my khatira, and that is told by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. He said, we were in this battle of Yarmouk, and when we faced the Byzantine forces, which was the Ghassanid Arabs and the Byzantine, the Romans, he said, we were like a white spot on a black bull. He said, we were like a white spot on a black bull. In the comparison between that army, the army of Heraclius, and the army which was commanded by Khalid bin Walid, radiallahu anhu. So he said, we raised our hands and we called upon our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. And see what they said. They said, Ya Rabba Muhammad, Unsur Ummata Muhammad. Ya Rabba Muhammad, Unsur Ummata Muhammad. O Rabb, O Lord of Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Help the Ummata Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he says that we saw the sky open and we saw Jibreel alayhi salam come down leading the forces that Allah sent with him. And he said, I saw the tail of the turban of Jibril flying in the breeze. And I saw the sun shining on the tip of the lance that Jibril was holding, alayhi salam. Now, note, they did not call Ya Rabbana. They said Ya Rabba Muhammad. They did not say Unsurna. They said Unsur Ummata Muhammad. There is a power in the relationship. We do not worship Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We don't worship him. We don't make him equal with Allah. We don't make him a partner with Allah. But we ask Allah to help us, because we belong to him. And because we belong to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah to help us because when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hands and made dua, he made that dua for us. We have the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he said he made dua and he said, "Oh Allah, I wish I could meet my brothers and sisters." The Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, we are your brothers." He said, "You are my Sahaba. You are my companions. Allah has given you a special status." He said, "My brothers are those," and in the hadith, when he says brothers, it's not a gender-specific statement, it means brother and sister. He said, "My brothers are those who will come after me and they will believe in me, even though they have not seen me." So I say to you, Ya Ikhwan wa Akhawati Rasulullah, O brothers and sisters of Rasulullah, understand who you are. Understand who you are. You cannot benefit from a relationship that you are not aware of. You cannot benefit from a relationship that you don't feel. So feel that relationship. You are the brother of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I did not say it, he said it. You are his sister, I did not say it, he said it. And in that context, you and I today, we are witness to history being made. This is not a privilege granted to generations. It was granted to us. We are seeing history being made. And that history is being made, a history of a relationship being fulfilled. A history of a relationship where they are paying the price to fulfill that relationship. And the name of that place where that history is being made is Gaza. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا غَزَّةَ فَوْقَ الْغَزَّةَ الْأَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةَ مَفْتُوحَ. What do you and I know? What is Gaza? Above Gaza, the doors of Jannah are open. Gaza is the sign of the greatest strength of the Ummah. Never weep tears of pity. You are not seeing weakness. You are seeing strength. Like the strength of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, who stood in the battle of Badr. You are seeing strength once again. You are seeing the signs of the Qurra of the Qarnin Ula, the first generation, about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خير القرون قرني. You are not seeing powerlessness. You are not seeing helplessness. Never think about it like that. That is power you are seeing. You are seeing power where all the powers of shaitan and all the powers of evil of this world are down on their knees. All their force cannot help them. Just think about this.
In this country, which is the wealthiest country, which is the greatest economy in the world, it has the highest suicide rate. Higher suicide rate. Why? Despair. Hopelessness. I ask you a question. In all the stuff that you are hearing and seeing about Gaza, this is the first time that a genocide has been live streamed. In all of the stories, did you ever hear of one single man or woman in Gaza who said, I am committing suicide because this is enough? Did you hear that? I am committing suicide because I have no hope. Not one. Not one. The reporter goes to the man and says, how will you live? There is no water. There is no food. There is no medicine. There is no bread. You have nothing. The man smiles and he says, we have Allah. He says, we have Allah. We have power. And Allah is witness. And I can see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam pointing to those people in Gaza, to the Palestinian brothers and sisters, and saying, my Rabb, Ya Rabbi, this is my Ummah. This is my Ummah. And they are paying the price on behalf of every single one of us, so that we continue to remain in the Ummah. I don't know about you, but I don't have anything to say to my Rabb that I did this for you. When I can say that when those people in Gaza were dying, and when people here were protesting, and may Allah bless all those Jews and Christians and atheists who came out in the street in the cold, and they walked 25 miles for Gaza. How many Muslims did I see in that procession, in that march? Why? All you needed to do was get off your sit-upon and walk. And you didn't do that. You did not do that. You sat on your sit-upon and you expect the world to change. They are paying the price in lives and blood. They are building that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where their Rabb welcomes them every minute. As I'm speaking here, one of them is going into Jannah. They are the ones about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, Ya Rabb, look at my Ummah today. 1400 years after I have gone, when I am no longer with them, they're still true to you. They're still true to you. They do not despair. They write signs on the walls of the Shifa hospital. And they say, Oh Rabb, help us. But if this is what you have decreed for us, Alhamdulillah, all praise to you. Make sure you write your name with them. Make sure you write your name with them. As I said, may Allah bless all those Jews and Christians and atheists and all those who are coming out on the street for this. Millions of them in Norway in minus 40 Celsius. 40 degrees below zero. Thousands of people. Vast majority. In Norway, how many Muslims are there? On the street. Millions of people. Country after country after country. The only countries they can't do that in is our so-called Muslim countries. That in this country we can do it. That you can stand out there and you can say what you want to say and nobody tear gases you and nobody lathi charges you and nobody baton charges you and the cavalry does not come after you. Despite that, if you don't get out there, and if you don't say what needs to be said, if you don't call out, and if you don't write your name with those people of Gaza, may Allah have mercy on you. My brothers and sisters, write your name with them. Ensure that we go into Jannah, inshallah. And we can say to Allah, Ya Rab, I did what I could do. And Allah will say, yes, you are right. Do what you can do. To the best of your ability. Whether it's by donating, and definitely by joining protests, wherever the protests are happening. By boycotting products. Everything works. Everything counts. What doesn't work and doesn't count is simply forwarding messages. Don't waste your time with that. Do something which works. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to be pleased with all of us and to grant us Ramadan al-Kareem and to grant us all the benefits of Ramadan al-Kareem, to strengthen our relationship with Him, to strengthen our relationship with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to forgive us and to cover us with His mercy. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. One of the ways in which dua is accepted is by giving sadaqah. So make sure that you give sadaqah today. Whatever it is. Before you go home, give sadaqah. Whatever the amount is, inshallah. Yes? ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكوننا من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك فإنه لا يظل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدو يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أخي مسلم